Blog Talk Radio.
Yo.
Yo, what up? What up, Red?
What's up? What's good,
what up,
Brother
what
B?
Not much. What's going on, everybody? It's Big Red and Brother B, another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. How you doing, world? Despite all that's going on right now. How you doing?
Father hey. Red, talk to me.
Good, man. I'm chilling, man. Like I said, self quarantine.
Hey, we're gonna talk about all this stuff. But yo, I have to come with the line of the week. As a matter of fact, the line of probably the past 2 weeks, and that is, if you don't get your little ass, or if you don't sit for the next, do your schoolwork. I don't give a damn about ACS. I'll rip your ass right in front of them. You shut your little ass up. You ain't going outside. I think those
ain't
probably are the 3 lines. Yeah, I think those are 3 lines in a week. Shut your little ass up. Yeah. So listen, people. If you didn't believe the teacher before that your kid was probably a badass, you see it now.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's why
Absolutely.
The liquor stores in New York. Staying open. That's why
yep.
liquor stores staying open.
Oh, no, they're not. They closed. They closed now after 8 o'clock. Nope, it's closed today.
Oh, yeah. Okay, after 8. Okay, gotcha.
Now, I think
gotcha.
They, I don't know how long they're going to be closed, but yeah.
Well, listen. If you don't shut your little ass.
I'm gonna say this. Listen, I commend them parents that got to go do this. Guess what? I ain't got to do none of that no more. I'm so glad I had my kids when I did, and I ain't got to do none of that.
Listen, you should start babysitting.
Absolutely not.
Make you some extra income, you know what I'm saying? Just do some babysitting.
Yeah, well, yeah, my sanity overrides that income.
But what about your help towards humanity?
They ain't gonna send them kids. Listen, I dealt with that for years myself, working in schools and dealing with people's kids. So-and-so
don't do that at home.
Yeah, well, so-and-so is doing that here. So just as you said, now you're going to get a taste of what the teachers got to deal with from September to June. Because you ain't got no choice now.
Oh, you think your little ass will get your...
Yep. Yep,
I think
exactly.
You should put that on T-shirt.
You got to be home with
it. Put it on shirt. If you don't get your...
Get your ass out.
Get
your ass
out. Shut. Little ass. I think setup was probably used so many times. Shut your. Be quiet. Go stand in the corner.
Oh my God. I don't know.
Once again, y'all, this is Big Red and Brother B with The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. Guest calling number 347-324-3395. You can always find us on Facebook. Drop your comments. Any show ideas. The menu at Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. On a somber note, I was told today that, one of our peoples that definitely call into the show and, one of the co-persons on, Absolute Truth, our family. in the Blog Talk Radio. K Dog's father passed away.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to, you know, send out my sincerest condolences. You know, I texted him today.
Definitely.
You know,
prayers and condolences.
You know, definitely my condolences to you, brother, your family. You know, you're definitely, you know, in our prayers. I think he said his father's 82. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, I mean, we never want to see our parents or our loved ones go, but, you know, 82, man, that's nice. That's you know.
Absolutely. God bless him.
Yeah, that, I mean, been around 82. You to say, you know, some people say they didn't want to live that long, but man, listen, it ain't about your plan. It's about what the universe says. And, you know, 80.
Absolutely.
I mean, that means you've seen a few things in 80 years, man. You know what I'm saying? So,
absolutely.
You know, once again, you know, definitely rest in peace. You know, and I hope he, you know, as K Dog said, he lived a full life. And I believe it. And, you know,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure he's blessed a lot of people with it. So, rest in peace once again. And, on with the show. So, relationships and this whole social distancing thing. Now, how the hell are you supposed to do that? Like, you know, the internet is really winning right now because I'm seeing a lot of crazy stuff. Like people in, like, kissing with masks and gloves on and stuff like that. Like, they're really, you know, going hard with this. But I got to say, yo, that's great. I got to say, you know, I've been told, and I really didn't get the research yet, but from some credible, you know, sources that, you know, domestic violence has been on the rise, you know, ever since this whole quarantine thing. And that makes me wonder, like, were you really in love with each other or loved each other at all? Or, you know, you just were only able to deal with each other because, you know, you had to work or that this, you, like, and all the stuff like that that happened, that means you must really not have known your partner or known that they were annoying or maybe known that there was something wrong with you. You know what I'm saying? Like, what do you
think? There's a lot of factors with that. I think it's a lot of factors with that because, as you said, my thing is this. Okay, if I say it depends on the relation in terms of how long they've known each other, how long they've been around each other, you know, like, you know, my mom used to always say, you know, come see me and come live with me is two different things. So at this point, like I said, you're forced to stay home with whoever it is that you're living with, married to, have children with, whatever your situation is. Now, my thing is this. You had the freedom to go out, once again, just as you said, working, you know, both people probably work, maybe he works, maybe she works, whatever it is, so you know what, you have space from each other. You understand? So you had that space, or you had that time where it was like, okay, I'm by myself, she's at work, or he's at work, or whatever, whatever. I can go out and do what I want to do. Or, like I said, you know, not unfortunate, I'll just say this. You have it where, you know, like I said, they got their other double life. Got double life, and you know, oh, you know, I can go and go see so-and-so, and he or she think I'm here or there. If that, you know, okay. But now, at this point, you have to stay indoors. You have to stay with this. Nobody's saying you can't go out, but you can't. The thing is that you can't go out socializing with nobody. You go out, you go into the store, you come back. You got to go get supplies, whatever, you come back. But you can't socialize. You can't go see that other person, or you can't. Once again, you're not going to work. You can't go see that other person. You can't, you know, certain things you can't do now. So now it's like, damn, I've got to stay here. I got to be here. You know what? I really don't like you. You know what? I thought I liked you. I really don't like you.
and my thing is that was their escape.
Not because you are, but I'm saying that was their escape. Whether it's what, it doesn't even have to be another person. Whether it's work, whether it's just going to a bar, just going to the bowling alley, just, you know, just socializing with other friends. That was their escape. Now there's no escape because now you can't be around nobody but who you live with.
Yeah, and I just find that, but still, you and another person should be able to tolerate, like, if it's love or it's that relationship that you said was all good, then living with each other shouldn't even be an issue in terms of living with each other shouldn't be an issue, but living with each other on a 24-hour basis, like seeing each other constantly, shouldn't
mm-hmm.
be an issue, don't you think? Like,
right,
you got two
right,
people
but...
that, you know. No,
go ahead. But I'm saying you're
no,
right, but once again, look at the word that I just said, like. Oh, I you know, like. All that, I always say, like I said, the love is beautiful. That's beautiful to be in love or love or whatever, but you have to like that person that you love. If you don't like them, like I said, they can be just sitting there and just scratch their head. You're like, I can't stand the way this chick wants to scratch it. You know?
If you don't get your little
standing. Yeah, you don't get your okay, or it may be, you know, certain things that when that person's not home, that person may do, and then you come in the kitchen, why are you slicing that like that? What do you mean why I'm slicing like that? Why you gotta cut the bread like that? Or why you gotta put the mustard on the bread like that? Why don't you do, you know, it's like things like that, and then it turns from something small to a big ass argument. You understand what I'm saying?
It's true. Not got to. So 69-47, you're on the air with the men. Quarantine.
Hello,
hi, guys. What up?
What's up,
hello,
Ms. Terry?
Hello.
Nice to meet
you.
Hello, you know. What's up, Terry?
I agree. I think now that everybody's quarantined and stuff like that, little things get on your nerves that maybe you would have left the house and go speak to somebody else about it, but now you're trapped, and the only person you can talk
mm-hmm.
to is the person.
Colonel Abrams. Oh, wait, she had her call drop. I don't know what happened. I guess she'll call back. Yeah, call drop.
Call back, yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, trapped. Colonel Abrams, trapped, can't get out. Like a fool, I'm in the cage. I can't get out. Just I'm trapped.
I can't get out.
Yeah, yo, listen, these 80s songs, man, they be, listen, I'm telling you, it's a reflection.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, I mean, no, it's all right. Welcome back, Miss Cherry, you okay?
You okay? Larry,
yeah, okay.
Okay. He tried to get rid of us, see? She ain't even been all along, and she's just trying to get rid of us. Like, damn, man, I like that. Like, we ain't even quarantined together. Man. But, no, I mean, when it comes down, I'm sorry, I was munching on some avocado chips. Yeah, I just, like, woke up not too long ago. And, you know, when you just wake up and you just munch on something? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It was, at least it was healthy, you know, some chips cooked the avocado with them. But anyway, I mean, I guess that says you don't really know your significant other as you think you do. Just like in some cases right now, there are a lot of people that are finding out who their kids are
because mm-hmm.
they thought they knew them, but they didn't know them. So once again, like I was saying, at, you know, in the beginning, you know, you don't shut your little, get your little, you know, she comes right up. You know, I'm like, I think there's a lot of people that just like, yo, you are a little badass. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, something is wrong with you. Like, I'm going to go apologize to that teacher because, yo, I don't like you. Like, this is who you are.
I don't like you.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I think like, a lot of parents are really like, yo, what did I do? Like, what happened? And a lot of these kids are just, the jig is up. Like, Christmas is canceled. For a lot of these kids right now, because their parents are like, "Yo,
Christmas
I,
gonna
I,
be
I
canceled
you
anyway." At this rate, shoot,
But relationship wise, I mean, I don't think that quarantining or you guys having to be stuck together should be an issue if you're at a certain level. Like, okay, of course, you know, somebody's gonna get on somebody's nerves. Of course, yeah. Yo, you fought too much. Oh. yo, why you cut the bread? Like, why you make your sandwich like that? Well, it's my sandwich. I don't like the way you make it. Like, yo, why you can't clean up that? Like, there's a crumb on it. It's a crumb that wasn't there before until you went up there and did what you did. Like, this is, it's that nitpicking. And it's like you probably don't do it. It's not, it's something that you normally don't do, but is it really the other person that's getting on your nerves, or is it you that's getting on your own nerves?
It could be either or, but not. It could be either or. Go ahead.
No, I'm just wondering because people are just tired of like, okay, like, all right. Once again, if you're not, I posted on Facebook, like, they expect people, because I love all these people that say, stay home, stay your asses home. Like, all right, maybe you can, but there's some people out there that just really can't.
Right.
For, economical purposes, but there's also some people psychologically that, yo, I can't be confined in the house. Like, I got to at least go out. I got to do a little something because, yo, I'm going to drive, it's going to drive them crazy. Like, some people just can't, you know, do it like that. So if they're forced to do it, it's going to, it turns internal. And whoever's around them is going to get it.
Yep.
Whoever's around them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, it's only but so much you can stay in the house sometimes.
Right, but
okay,
people
what's
took it out of context because, like I said, they didn't say lock yourself up in the house and don't go nowhere. They're just telling you that if you don't, once again, you treat it, because me and a friend of mine had a conversation like this the other day. You treat it like how they do with the snowstorms, what they tell you with the snowstorms. If you don't have to go out, don't go out. If you have to go out to get, once again, supplies, if you have to go get, you know, replenish, you know, food or whatever, which I don't know how because everybody done brought up all the damn chicken they can find and buy. You should have chicken till next Thanksgiving or something like that. But if you got to go out and get stuff, then that's different. But you have to go outside. They tell you, go outside for 30 minutes, take a walk. If you have a pet, you know, dog or whatever, alligator or something, take them for a walk or whatever. Like, it's like they're not telling you to be cooped up in the house and don't do nothing. You have to go outside. Just like you said, you have to be outside. You have to go outside. Now, you can, if you want to talk, like I said, if you want to talk to a neighbor, you want to talk to someone, just distance yourself from the person. Now, if you are sick yourself, then that's when you stay in the house and self-quarantine yourself. Or if you have to go out, just put your mask on or whatever, you know, whatever you have to do. Like, you know, like,
okay.
Like,
Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, they're telling people to go outside for 30 minutes, but be scared of your neighbors. Don't stand too close. Don't let them breathe on you. When you come home, wash your clothes, your face, your hands, everything like that. Who wants to go outside? Not for no 30 minutes.
Right. Yeah, you're right.
Exactly.
You're right.
If that's what's going to be the end result of being outside for 30 minutes, then, you know, some people just like, you know, I might as well just stay home. Then you got a lot of people who can't go to the gym because, you know, they're like gym rats. So they can't go to the gym. Malls are closed. Certain stores are closed. Like today, I was pissed because, you know, there's always one store that has one thing that you just want that they sell. So I drove all the way over there, turned around, the goddamn store's closed. And I was pissed. I was really pissed. Like this, I mean, listen, I can understand quarantining. You know, I believe it's, you know, it's deeper than rap because you're telling everybody to quarantine and do this and do that, but still, you have no control of the situation. You still don't know what's going on. You know, people and are getting stressed out as well because, all right, you got two people that run a household. One gets furloughed or laid off. Which furloughed is basically, to me, is a nice way of just saying, like, laid off. To get laid off after how many years on a job or whatever. And, you know, the bills are due. The rent is due. You know, and that puts a strain, even though there are all these things in place. If you're trying to tell me that I no longer have a job and I'm no longer generating any type of income, okay. So I'm supposed to get relief for 3 months. It's the rent is not being forgiven. It's just that if you can't pay it, okay, you can't pay it. They're not going to evict you and all this and that. But when the 3 months turns into 4 months, you're going to have that 3 months worth of rent.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
People, you know, who are living together, you know, are in type some type of, you know, relationships or, you know, domestic relationships or whatever, like they all have to figure this out. This is a strain on relationships, just as well as a strain on the household, because now when someone that doesn't have the income, or you can have both people that are out of work,
mm-hmm,
or work slows down, and
yeah,
that is what. Yeah, listen, it's sad, but financials do play a part in,
oh,
when it comes down to certain things, yeah, in relationships. You know, because when one is not right, like there isn't no any balance, the other one can either feel a certain way, or, you know, the person who feels that they're not balancing the scales properly can feel a certain way. Like, oh, I'm not doing my part. Then the other one can be like, well, yeah, you're not. And then it turns into something else.
Right.
You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, yeah, you're not doing your part.
Yeah, you ain't holding it up, no? But the
right
thing is, everybody's going through it right now, right? So it's not just one particular relationship. Excuse me. I'm chewing on popcorn.
So, look, I had some chips. You got popcorn. But what's that popcorn?
Oh, my goodness.
You got to keep water in there.
Right. Oh, so I was
saying popcorn. Popcorn will take you. Popcorn will take you out.
The husk of it.
Yeah, I know, right? Like, I love popcorn too, but popcorn will take you out.
Yeah,
you call them, you better be careful. And you better be careful with your coffee,
right?
When your neighbors hit you from across the street. They'll take your house.
Don't go near that house. So it's not just one particular relationship. And I think when they come out on the end or whatever date that they're going to give us that it's okay to mingle and get back out there, they're going to have a plan. The job is still
really
there. They're just not there right now.
I got to ask you, do you really believe, like, you can't make a date for this shit? Do you really believe
this?
Like, oh, well, on this date, will everybody be able to come back outside? Like, it's a punishment. Like, okay, so this date, you'll be able to come back outside. You guys can resume normal activities. You really believe that?
Nothing's going to be normal.
I think they're going to give us a date. But I think you're as safe going out there right now as you would be on that date. Because they have no control over it. So they don't even know if you can get reinfected. They're just assuming that once the wave is over, it's over. But who's to say you can't get reinfected? You can't catch it again.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. And see, my concern was mosquito season will be coming up soon.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Like, did they check for that? Like, I remember with the West Nile, like, you know, mosquitoes were able to carry that, but can they carry this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that presents like a whole, you know, different, you know, situation with summer coming. Like,
right.
You know, they can make all these plans and say all these things. First of all, I don't think we should continue to overreact. Stop fighting for ass paper, because ass paper has nothing to do with your chest. This is basically, I don't know why they think they're going to get like fiery ass syndrome when it has one thing has nothing to do with other. Has nothing to do with your
gizzy. Fiery ass.
It has nothing to do with your gizzy.
Oh,
at
my
all.
God.
Like, it's not.
Oh,
like,
Lord.
Yo, all right. Never in my 40-something years of life have I ever went somewhere into a store and not seen toilet paper. Now,
oh Jesus!
I am actually
flabbergasted at the fact that toilet paper has become the hottest thing going right now. Like, people were actually fighting over toilet paper. Like, you should be really ashamed of yourself if y'all were tag teaming, you know, in the store with some goddamn toilet paper. Because one thing has nothing to do with the other. Huh? I think that's one person put something up.
Exactly.
No. Yeah. Well, the CDC didn't say anything nothing about fiery ass, or you was, you know, your gizzards was going to be, you know, shooting out sparks or something. It has nothing to do with the respiratory thing. This is pneumonia on steroids. What's up?
Mm-hmm. But you know what's, like I said, what's going to happen is, when they start getting the stock of this stuff, because even I went online, like, not just with the toilet paper, I'm going online for, like, the Lysol, you know, like, for Lysol. When they put this stuff back in stock, they're going to go up on the prices of this stuff.
Well,
that's
they already did. That's
why
there's
went
a number.
Out here and did that.
Well, there's a number to call. I don't have the number, but they're urging people to call the number if price gouging, because I was working with somebody the other night, and he said that his partner had went to the store to get a can of Lysol because they actually, the store actually had one. The person tried to charge him $40. $40 for a can of Lysol. $40 for a can of Lysol. I was like, yo, is this what it's coming to?
And then coughed on them. They're like, oh, I'm sorry. I just really need the Lysol, but I ain't got 40.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, right. I'm just saying. Like, how are you charging $40 for? And it's like you said, when they do stock this stuff up. See, you know what? This is my thing, and not to stray off topic, but I think I said it before. If you were a clean person and you were somewhat staying on top of your health before this whole thing, you know, came about, then more likely you're probably going to be okay. You're just going to be a little extra cautious, but you're going to be okay. But see, if your ass was dirty, like you wasn't clean like that, and you wasn't staying on top of your health, 9 times out of 10, you may be making yourself a target. So, what I think we have is the people who were probably not all clean and taking care of themselves. Those are the ones that's running out buying up all the shit. Like, that's the ones that's doing all the hoarding.
I believe it.
Because they weren't on top of their shit before. Like, you know, now all of a sudden, you know, now they want to be clean. But, you know, there's certain habits that people are ingrained with, and there's certain things that you just can't teach somebody overnight. Because I don't care how many cleaning products you have, that doesn't mean that you really clean in your house. I don't care how much toilet paper you got, that don't mean you properly wiping your ass. It is what it is.
Right, exactly.
So let me just tell you on my little pet peeve, and I know we're supposed to be looking out for the older people and stuff like that, but you know how they have the special shopping hours, and we're trying to allow them to go in, do their shopping, get home because they're at risk? Them older people are running through stuff. They have like 3 or 4 of the big stacks of paper towels. They buy an egg like they're crazy. I know they're buying family members, but by the time you come in there, it's enough. And I'm like, well, who's the victim now?
Somebody is probably.
No bread, no nothing.
Because some of them are probably hustling this food and the paper product. Listen, old people got to make money too now, and some of them are probably hustling stuff to others. Like, I got that bounty 2 for $5. 2 for $5, son, 2 for $5, got that down. 2 packs? No,
exactly.
Two rolls. You ain't getting no four paper towels for $5. I'm going to give you two rolls for $5. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, word, this is how we doing it? Like, my $1,200 ain't come in yet. I got to do what I got to do to make ends meet.
Right.
I'm just saying, they get there early, all the good vegetables are gone. You're rolling through at 8 o'clock and the stuff is dried up. I'm like, what just happened?
They like touching everything. So they done touched every vegetable. They touched everything, picked it up, put it down. I don't like this one. This don't look right. Put that back.
I don't like it. Put it back. Coming after those.
Yeah, they squeeze right. everything. They like to squeeze stuff. They're like, oh, this is too loose. Oh, this firm. Oh, I don't like this one. Is nice. Give me three of those. Then they turn around to the rest. You know, I don't want this. I'm gonna put it right here.
Like, what's his name, Mr. Whipple? Don't squeeze the charm, Mr. Whipple. What's his name, Mr. Whipple?
Yeah, Mr. Whipple. Yeah.
Don't squeeze the charm.
They squeeze. Definitely squeezing everything. And hey, it's not to not say hustle, but you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I understand first come first serve, but you know, I mean, really. Don't forget about the other people now.
Right, don't forget about the other people that got to come and get stuff. But, you know, like, the relationships and this thing going here, and I think about, like, just like you said, like, think about, you know, I guess women and or men that, you know, are dealing with somebody that's, like, once again, like I said, it's an escape. Now, think about the ones that are dealing with somebody that's abusive.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And their only way was to, you know, they went to work and that was their escape. Or they went, you know, out, you know, they went out or, like I said, maybe they, you know, had somebody that they can go to, you know, escape from that. And now it's like, okay, now I got to be here with this person. So that's another thing. Like, a lot of people are going to come out of this, well, especially in that type of situation,
mm-hmm.
they're going to come out of it, you know, whew, like I said, there's going to be a lot of counseling. Counseling gonna have to be going on.
If you don't get your vote, you know, that's it.
Yeah, exactly.
Well,
exactly.
Listen, I see it like this. It has to be a point of self-adjustment. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you know yourself as well as you think you do. And then you have your significant other that you thought you knew, but there's certain things that you're like, oh, I didn't know you was like that. Listen, it's two things. There's only two ways you can go. Either you can, you know, learn to live with that because that's the person that you love and accept and, you know, you want to be with, or you can be like, yo, one of us got to go. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, maybe this can be an eye-opener for some to be like, wow, this is not the relationship I thought I needed to be in.
Mm-hmm.
Because either they were telling themselves, like, oh, I think this is the right person for me, but then come to find out, like, this is extra added pressure. Like, seeing someone 24 hours a day, you know, 7 days a week because you're under that quarantine and you got to, you know, you only 30 minutes outside or whatever if you're following that rule. That right there is just going to cause, I mean, a lot. So you got to check yourself or you got to check the other person. And nine times out of ten, I think sometimes it's people having to check themselves because maybe they were putting themselves in a false insecurity, like thinking like this is what it is or this is what it's going to be. And then they turn to find out like, damn, this is not really what I thought it was.
Mm-hmm. But isn't it like more about control? Because, you know, every day I go to work and there's people there I don't like. And even though I don't like it, I deal with it. You know what I mean? You can't,
True.
You may not like your boss. You can't roll up on your boss and say whatever you want. But why do you think your partner deserves it? You know, maybe if you have an argument or whatever, you just exercise a little bit more self-control. And we all be thinking
well,
things,
because.
But you don't have to say thing you think.
Well, now, this is true. This is true, but see, when it comes down to your relationship, you need that paycheck, but you don't need the relationship. You want that relationship, but you need that paycheck. Because if you got, unless you got a sugar daddy or a sugar mama and you don't have to work, then hey, you know, you're good to go. But there's one thing you need more than the other. Now, it's not to say that, because a relationship thing, that's personal. That's a want. Like, I want to be into this. Like, this is what I want to have. But it's not a necessity, to be honest with you. I mean, well, that's just in my opinion. It's not a necessity. It's what you want.
Well, for some people, it is. If your personality is that you cannot be by yourself, it's a necessity. And that's how you get yourself trapped, because you need somebody in order to be able to function
exactly.
the way that you need it. You know what I mean? If you're independent, it's not. And it's for women, a lot more women tend to be dependent than men are dependent on women.
Right.
So.
Yep.
Yeah.
I believe that.
She's thinking, I would leave you, but I have to pay my rent. You know, if she could pay her rent, she wouldn't even think twice. But it's not so much like that with a guy. A guy would be like, well, I'll leave you and I'll fall on my feet and keep running.
Right.
Yeah, I'll go to somebody else's house. But see,
yeah,
right now, sorry, fellas, but you can't, no couch bouncing. Can't be bouncing couch to couch now. That's right now is a wrap. Yeah, doors are closed on that bouncing scout thing. And not only that,
but now you gotta show
that you can do something besides now another thing with relationships, now this shit is coming out. Oh, you don't know how to cook? Well, yep. I never told you. That's not the point. I thought that came with the relationship. You don't know how to cook?
Oh,
you can't. Don't you see all those menus?
Exactly.
We see all those menus. Where do you think they came from? Menus came from where I've been ordering a lot. Hey, but you told me you was cook. I don't cook. Damn. A lot of people just finding out some truths.
Right. Absolutely. That's definitely. Then on the, you know, with the dude. Oh, you don't know how to clean a bathroom. No, I didn't clean the bathroom.
Yep.
What am I supposed to clean? Yes, clean the damn bathroom. Your mama didn't teach you to clean the bathroom?
Well, I thought you cleaned the toilet when you pee in it. Or I thought you cleaned the sink when you wash your hands.
My mama take care of me. Yeah, that's why you're not cleaning the damn toilet. Yeah, but that, you know what? That was a good thing that you brought up, because just like you said, a lot of truth is, you know, not only that, yeah, a lot of stuff is coming out where people, you know, you living with this person, like I said, because you're not in the house with that person consistently, just like you said. Now it's like, okay, there's no places open. There's no restaurants really open. There's places that you can order from, but it's like, yo, if you don't have no money, and just like you said, nobody's working, nobody has the money coming in right now. Can't be ordering.
You
got to
be tight.
So you got to, right, you got to be tight with your money, and you got to buy food. Guess what? If I'm buying food, and we got food in the freezer or whatever, okay, can you cook this chicken? I don't know what to do with no chicken. What the hell do you mean you're not doing
no
chicken?
Red, I was just about to say, if y'all asses is out there causing the chicken famine and don't know how to cook, you should be a goddamn shame to yourself. Stop buying food if you don't cook. Just stop it. Don't be going out there buying all these chicken packs, the thighs, and legs, and you don't know what to do. I don't even know how to clean chicken. Don't do it. Just stop. Save it for
exactly.
the real people that know how to cook. You know what I'm saying? Like, matter of fact, this is the perfect person to tell us about this whole chicken family. Hot Rod. Tell them, Hot Rod.
Listen.
Tell them, Hot Rod.
You don't need no
the chicken family is not necessary.
No, but first of all, I don't need no goddamn woman to support me. I depend on myself. That's why I'm the Hot Rod. What I really need is someone to take these goddamn kids away from me. They're driving me nuts. These two are the baddest kids I ever seen. Kids, go to bed.
Yeah.
It's time for the
wait.
Let me know. Hey, guys.
Get him, kid. Get him.
Ain't they telling you to go to bed? By now,
yeah,
they're telling
you
to go to bed.
You
go to bed.
See? You think I'm joking about this? No. These kids are bad. Just like their father. Oh, never mind.
What they say? Apples don't fall too far from the tree now.
Yeah,
right. I can't.
But the social
distance, what's up, Hot Rod?
The social distance and relationships is really driving people insane. But should people be working together? Should everybody together now? Should families and relationships be stronger and not going crazy instead?
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's
you know,
to the family-orientated people. That's to the family-orientated people. That's to the people who are like, oh, well, this is my – like they're more family-orientated in thinking, I think, than just relationship. I think when you just think relationship,
are you really looking at the long run, or are you just looking at like the like what's going on right now? Because once again, like
about,
you know, Red said,
I'm missing side chicks already.
Out and side chicks and dudes are out in the cold right now. Everybody in the cold.
Yeah. Oh, you said. It's like, oh my God. Yeah, I was gonna mention
some
that about
in the cold
that.
Right now.
Like, yeah.
People
you know. Damn.
Listen, that's what
you
know, their toys out
bad
there
bad enough
for,
you
right?
Don't see the person here or there, and then now with this, it's like, damn, now you really can't see the person. You don't know when the hell you want to see them.
Well, toys,
it's like, goddamn it.
Guys, I'm on the phone, kids. Get out. And this is why I don't call you until they go to bed, okay? Now,
well,
I can't
forget
say
that.
This on the air.
They got, listen, that energy. They got that energy. They ain't running around no school, no park or nothing. Oh, they in the
yep.
house all day? What?
They're
going to
be like, oh, nah, nah.
Yep.
I'll call you guys again later. I'm going to try to put a kid to bed now. I'll call you again later. Bye.
Wait, good luck, because you'll probably fall asleep before them. They'll be dancing on his head while he's sleeping. All right, Rob.
Dancing on his head.
Oh, man. And that's crazy, because, yeah, these kids, like, all right, so I guess they may be closing down the park soon. So you're really not going to have any options. Like, this thing is more harm. Like, this thing affects on so many levels. The only one thing I just have to laugh about is the people who thought they were on that upper echelon. Like, they thought they were better. Like, they thought they were all this and that. And then turn around, it's like, I guess the humble pie is tasting good now because you're not as essential as you thought you were, or you're not better than that McDonald's worker, or, you know, when they were asking for like $15 an hour, you know, something real, a living wage. I guess now that you've been furloughed and they haven't, what does that say? Who's the real essential worker?
Right.
You know,
you know,
I think
what they did still working.
It's a humbling experience right now for a lot of people. But before Lady T gets on,
Lady T,
I just want to say, I think that this is probably a time where we need to take the opportunity to maybe explore some other aspects of ourselves instead of just like waiting for a $1,200 check or
Trump check,
waiting for something, you know, waiting for something to happen. Because 9 times out of 10, it's probably not. Like, this is going to be that new way of life. Like, you know, all it takes is, like, what, I think 30 days for you to do something, and after that you can just continue to do it, no problem. And this thing is real bad. Like, I was trying to hold the door for somebody, and they were just like, oh, social distancing, social distancing. I was like, are you serious? So now, groceries. You got groceries in a shopping cart. It's like, no, it's okay. Social distancing. I was like, wow. So somebody like me who doesn't mind holding. Yes, it's like somebody like. So now I just let the door slam on people now. Like, I just said,
because in my head, I was saying that though, somebody was walking up on me and I wanted to say that somebody posted it. But it was in my head. I didn't want to say that.
Yo, she had a cart full of food, and we live in the same building. Like, she had a cart full of food, and social distancing. It's okay, social distancing.
You
I was
know
like,
what?
Oh,
I can't.
Wow, like I'm just holding the door. Okay, no problem. I won't hold the door again. And this is going to be a habit for some people. Like, they're just going to be like, you know, now I'm just going to be rude. For no reason. Like, I'm not holding no doors. I'm not doing this. I'm not doing that. Because you know what? Social distancing.
I'm using this as
an excuse. that's what a lot of people are going to do. Am I wrong, T? Please, Lady T.
I would have said to her, hooked on phonics works for you. I'm glad you learned the new word during this pandemic, you know? It's like, I don't know. People, it's funny to me because it's, you know, even before we were social distancing also, because when somebody has a cold, you're really not supposed to be around them. You know, colds pass too. I don't know. People are a little dramatic with it now. I don't know.
I think it's the fear of just not knowing right now.
Well, all
right.
And you know what? I think it's the fear of, like, you know, some people are thinking, like, this is an automatic death sentence. Like, you get
right.
it, you're going to die. And that
right.
is so far from the truth. If you keep watching the news and keep feeding into the media, then that's what you're going to believe. But it's
no, you're
not
really
faith.
Feeding
what's
into it. I had someone pass on Saturday. That's very close to my family.
No.
These things are happening also due to the fact that they don't know. You get what I'm saying? So right now it's no different from when the flu came about and we didn't know what can happen with certain things. You know what I mean? Polio or whatever that people was also dying by. People, I think, need to take some time out and kind of educate yourself, do your own research, instead of being fearful. Follow what they say as far as, you know, if someone, you know, is, I can't even think of the word right now, but if they do have the coronavirus or have symptoms of, you do want to stay away. You do want to, you know, I don't even like that term social distance, and it sounds so boring. Like, I don't know. It's just draining. Follow suit with that. It's draining. You should social distance.
I think it's negative.
Yes.
I think it's
and
negative.
Yes, and it's put there to be like a trend. It sounds like trending. It's really, really mm-hmm. trending. And trending
right.
in the wrong way as far as fear. It you know, it brings on the fear instead of you understanding what they're trying to say and following it. You should have been taking
right.
baths. You should have been changing your toothbrush. You understand what I'm saying? These things, so you won't
right.
catch pneumonia. Because those things are onsets that you can catch pneumonia when I research what happens when a person has pneumonia. You understand what I'm saying? So
yeah.
it's like being more aware of certain changes that you should do versus being fearful of the change, you know?
But
I think
they're reporting, like you said, every day you turn on the TV and you hear the amount of deaths, but you don't hear the amount of recovery. They're not
mm-hmm.
telling you
yeah.
that 500,000 people come through and, you know, out of the 500,000, 200,000 were tested positive and we had 100 deaths. But what happened
yeah.
to the rest of the people?
And
right.
those things
you
won't
what?
Find out unless you knew somebody that passed from it or you have a family
yes.
member that's a nurse, a doctor, and so forth, or, you know,
right.
any type of person in the medical field. You won't find out that information, you know, to give you a little common sense that it's going to be okay.
Yeah.
Well, you know
definitely.
What? I think one of the reasons why they push the death thing is because they don't want people to get comfortable. Like, I think the fear is used. There's somewhat of a positive to the
it's
fear
attractive.
Because they don't want people to get comfortable and get lax. Because, yeah, this shit will kill you. If you don't take care of yourself or you don't get yourself treated, this will kill you, or you can pass it to somebody else and it will kill them. Because, hey, you can be asymptomatic. You can have it but not show the
mm-hmm.
signs, but it doesn't mean that you can't pass it onto
right.
someone else, and their immune system may not be as strong. And you may be able to fight it off, they may not. So I
and
think that's
not,
one
yep.
of the reasons why they push the whole, like, they put the death part in your face, because it's like, yo, don't get comfortable. Like, don't sleep, because this can, you know, really take you out. And
then there's
is,
a flip side to what you just said, Brother B, with that, because the ship came in, what was it, today or yesterday?
Yesterday.
Yesterday, okay. So you've seen all the people, lined up
yeah.
and huddled up to see this.
Yep.
You're going to have those people
yep.
that's going to rebel. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
it's like we're supposed to be social distancing. This ship is here to help us. You understand what I'm saying? But you're out
mm-hmm.
there adding extra to it. You understand what I'm saying? Just to see the ship. You can't shake
yeah.
any of the military men's hands or anything. So what are you there for? Just watch it on TV, you know?
I have
because,
you will have rebellious people.
Across the street from me, I'm watching, and the kids are out there playing basketball in the front yard from the neighborhood. So I understand parents are tired, but when you have a kid in the house, you just send them outside, where do you think they're going? They're going to hang out with their friends. You don't know what's over their friend's house. You know, I'm just
yeah.
looking at them, and I'm thinking, this is why they're going to – I think they're going to start – they're going to start putting into effect how we have that this 8 o'clock curfew.
That
Marshall, I think.
Yes.
You need,
AKA
you're gonna
Marshall
need your papers
Law.
To go out and breathe. You'll need your little your papers that identify you, make it possible for you to go out and breathe for half an hour. I think it's going to be almost like military.
Well, but
military
that's the
control.
Thing. We're not going to force we're not going to force martial law on you. You're going to put us in a position to have to force it on you because you're not listening.
Mm-hmm.
See, that's the whole thing. If you're going to, people are going to put themselves in a position to be bossed around. So it's like with the toilet paper thing. You cats are coming in here fighting over toilet paper, so now someone has to come in and be like, all right, now we got to just ration it out to you. People put themselves in their own predicaments a lot of times, and then which winds up being a mess with someone else. It's like, listen.
I can tell you, in my neighborhood, they're not listening. I don't know what it looks like in the city.
Well, in a lot
they're
of neighborhoods,
listening.
They're not listening.
They're not listening nowhere.
They're taking down basketball.
They ain't listening.
They're taking down basketball.
On Friday, they have their friends over. They're hanging out. I'm like, really?
Mm-hmm.
And then they bring it home to their family.
I got a damn friend in my house that ain't listening. I keep telling him, you bring people here, you're bringing a friend or two here. You don't know when their home, who's their family or whoever is exposed to something or may have been exposed to somebody that may have it or whatever. You don't know if they're working somewhere or whatever where they're exposed, and then they got to live in the house with them, then they come here and bring, like, this, you know what this reminds me of? This all reminds me of? When HIV and AIDS came out, that's what it's reminded me of. That's exactly what this is reminding me of. Because people were in the same type of fear, but guess what? Negroes ain't stopped having sex raw, now did they? They ain't stopping, because they still do it.
Still not stopping.
No.
I'm
no.
serious.
That's
it didn't stop them
but...
from that. It didn't stop them.
Yeah.
Well, but see, that's the thing.
Am I right or wrong?
Exactly.
Out there.
No, you're right. You're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. It didn't stop them from doing stuff. You know, I mean, people may have studied how they moved. They may have changed how they moved, but, you know, it didn't stop them. You know, mm-hmm. I mean, they started doing things a little differently, but it didn't stop them, though. I'm calling 9089. You're on the air with the menu. What's up?
What's going on, fellas and ladies?
Oh,
what's going
on? It's Mika.
Yeah.
What's up?
Yeah. What's going on? So my first question is, how's everyone doing mentally?
That's a good question. I'm okay so far.
Okay.
Yeah, so far. I mean, when you can learn, can live by yourself, if you can live by yourself, I think to a degree you're good. I think it's some of the more outside things that you got to get used to. Like, I'm still trying to get used to people. Like, I'm sometimes scared to sneeze or cough somewhere, because then it's like you might get jumped. Like,
for real.
You know,
because I might snuff you.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yo, it's allergies.
You know something?
Allergies.
I would be
it's
worried if you
season.
Don't cough or sneeze. You better be worried if you ain't doing any of those things. Because
something's
definitely wrong with you.
Well, there's definitely something wrong with everyone.
But
it is
allergy season.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to cough, you're going to sneeze, but that doesn't mean you're contagious.
No, but I think people, if they've been suffering with allergies all of this time, they should know what the symptoms are, like actually know.
Yeah,
people
don't know that.
People are fighting over toilet paper.
Exactly.
Yeah.
People
fighting over toilet paper.
I live in Jersey.
Come on now.
What do you think? Listen, well, I almost snuffed the dude in Walmart the other day.
Well, yeah, see? So
well,
who's really
well, in my
the
defense,
difference between a sneeze, a corona sneeze, and an allergy sneeze? Or
well, in my defense, he wasn't.
Call.
Well, you got to understand something. Up here, people still don't understand the purpose of social distancing. And I suffer from only child syndrome. So me being by myself ain't a big deal. Y'all laugh, but listen. Okay, this is how most people are surviving. People that are Generation Xers, which are basically people that grew up as latchkey kids, which a lot of us did.
Mm-hmm.
People that are only children definitely have mm-hmm. this on lock. And kids that were born at least 10 years or more apart, they're almost like only children in a sense anyway.
Absolutely.
You know, So those,
absolutely.
I mean, rap if you will, but for the most part, those type of people can handle situations like this because they're so used to being alone. I mean, yeah, there are certain things you can't do, but for the most part, we won't listen. As an only child, I learned to love myself. I learned to laugh at myself. Hell, my best conversations are with myself. I'm not even going front.
That's why you motherfucking crazy. Ain't
gonna
talk about that now.
But you know, okay. First of all, my crazy keeps you fools laughing on Facebook, so don't act up. Cause y'all be laughing. See, my crazy be having everybody laughing.
But when shit hits the fan, we got the cuffs. We got the cuffs in the rubber room. I'm sorry.
Listen, first of all,
I get what Mika is saying because mine's is a little opposite but the same because I'm the oldest of six and I've been annoyed by my siblings all my life, so I like to be alone. I don't want you annoying me. I don't need you constantly.
Yeah, that's another thing.
So they already know that. I've been like that all my life.
You know, quiet time, I love it. If you live with a lot of family, or just like you said, you had a lot of brothers, you know, that alone, it's like being alone, it's like, thank you.
Just breathe for a second.
I mean, the crazy part is, at the end of the day, you know, like Brother B said, you still have to be comfortable with who you are. You actually have to like yourself.
Yeah.
Me?
That's true.
That works into a relationship, too. But see, now, just like you said, what if you're an only child, just like you said, you've been living around siblings and family, now you finally by yourself, but guess what? You get you a significant other, they're staying with you, or you live with them, or whatever. So that's what I'm saying. And once again, in going through what we're going through now, and that person has to be home with you, now it's like, damn, I was used to you being out the house, and they're like, "But I'm home now. I'm with you." Nah, son, go outside for
real. For real.
Go to the store. Go do
something.
Because
you just have separate rooms. Well, I'm so tired right now. I'll be sleeping a lot. Fake sleeping a lot.
Until
you fall asleep
I got it down. I got it down to a science. I just start letting it off. I go eat me some beans or something. Social distancing, I start letting it off. I blow up a room real quick.
You leave me alone.
Yeah, you know, but I'll be alone, though. I'll be alone.
Yeah, sure
right
will.
Sometimes, if you listen, even if we in the supermarket, if you too close, the whole aisle will be empty. I'm sorry.
See, and that's what.
We're living in rough times. We're living in rough times. You got to be strategic.
And it's funny when you say that because Saturday. Now, see, I limit myself to going out. You're a fucking mess. I limit myself to going out 2 days a week. And Saturday is generally my scavenger day. Because, again, I live in Jersey. And they ain't got no sense here. I go to Walmart after going to, like, a couple of other markets to go grab what I need. And I'm in the vitamin section because I've been doping the kids up on vitamin and ginger tea because I do that. And this dude came like 3 feet near me and I blacked out. I was like, first of all, you too close. He's like, oh, I'm trying to take vitamins. I said, you are too close. 6 feet, motherfucker. 6 feet. Social distancing.
I be trying not to go there, but you know what? People don't listen, so.
Nobody ever get anybody that rolled out the tape measure yet, like I did the other day in the Dollar Tree store when the guy was too close to me. I carried, they had the 90, the 99 tape measure.
Yeah, of course.
And he just smirked, and I was like, did it again. Like, seriously, it's annoying.
6 feet, bro. 6 feet. But I don't like people on top of me anyway.
Yeah, but how
That's what I'm saying.
But hold on. How do you? All right, we know that. We know we don't like anybody. Like Lord knows me. I've been social distancing since I popped out the oven. But my whole thing. How do you? Certain things you just can't do, because you're walking into a public place and you're going shopping. So of course. Unless they're going to keep, like, there's going to be an aisle monitor that's going to be like, oh, only two people can be in the aisle at the same time, and somebody's watching. You can't help it. So that's what I'm saying. It's kind of like an oxymoron when you're talking about social distancing.
Yeah,
but you have to go out and do things.
But come on, everybody does have to go out and do. But come
yeah,
on, now these
that are letting people come in a little at a time, like the store
yeah.
a block from me.
BJ's,
they only
BJ's
had
and
like only
that.
15 people could come in the store at a time.
All right,
yeah,
BJ's
Dollar
and Costco,
like 10 people come in.
Yeah,
BJ's and Costco is doing that. But listen, first of all, and to you Jersey cats, yo, let me tell you, because I see everybody trying to build this stereotype against New Yorkers. Like, oh, we don't want New Yorkers over here. You know what I'm saying?
Says
like,
who?
Yo, y'all going to stop that shit. Y'all going to stop
first
that
of
shit.
All,
I was just in Jersey.
First of all,
I was watching the news, and they was talking about how they don't want New Yorkers in Rhode Island. And she was like, yeah, a lot of people from New York coming to the Walmart to shop, and they people be talking about
oh.
it. I'm like, really?
Okay.
They don't
wait,
even want
all,
New Yorkers upstate, like
wait,
Westchester,
no.
New Rochelle,
they
but this is where this first
they
started, which is stop the discrimination.
Yeah, and
hey,
I'm going to
hey,
tell you
hey,
like
hey.
This.
Wait a minute.
First of all,
wait a minute. Hold
people
on. Mika, hold on. Hey, you're going to stop talking about my current residence. First of all, let me give you some facts about New Rochelle and Westchester. This was
oh, they the ones that said
part.
They don't want us up there. They don't want people from the city up there.
Which is ironic
oh,
because
that
but the first
that,
cases got diagnosed there. That's my point. You can't. It,
well,
this is not the time
minute.
For discriminating each other. That's my point I'm making. So
no,
tell your
no,
piece
what
that,
I'm
Brother
saying,
B.
Listen, Lady T. First of all, it was a certain. Now listen. Here we go with the subliminals. And we go to the subliminal. It was a certain
I
era.
It was subliminal.
It wasn't
I think it was
subliminal,
pretty,
Brother B.
I think it was
pretty
direct.
It was a certain area in New Rochelle. It wasn't downtown New Rochelle. It was a certain area in New Rochelle, a certain area in Westchester where they had to go quarantine. But, of course, they didn't want to put that area on the spot and blow up those people. So they just made it seem like it was just the whole goddamn Westchester or New Rochelle area that, you know, where it started. But, no, it was in a certain area where a certain type of people live.
Okay, but why are they getting mad that they don't want people from Brooklyn, Queens over there?
Because,
it's the people in the Hamptons that
they
the same
treat us
thing.
Like the Bronx.
Because,
that's what I thought. Okay, I thought I was the only one when I heard
like
it. Yeah,
because
someone was telling
them,
guys, stop doing that. This is not the time.
Well, because they got their shit cleaned up a little bit, so now they don't want to have to go through what they already went through. Because these people, you know, they were quarantined for a minute. Like, no one could come in and no one could go out. But see, that's your own damn fault.
You still shouldn't act like that. You still shouldn't act like that.
Well, no, you shouldn't.
Okay.
It's no excuse.
So
no,
they
no
acting
excuse.
Like they shit didn't
no
stink, in other words. That kind
of
attitude. Okay. It's still not the time for it, you know?
But let's be honest, that area.
Oh, it's
well,
that area. Now you spacing out your peeps, right? They not your peeps anymore?
I'm just peeping. I know, but it didn't have anything
no disrespect to nobody from
Westchester
or New Rochelle. So.
Oh, I know, but you know what? I've heard people kind of going in, and I'm like, I had to stop. I'm like, whoa. No, like, listen, because when you start saying what it is, they're like, oh. And then they don't want to talk about it no more.
Let me give you something about Jersey real fast. First of all,
can't nobody
in Jersey talk about nobody from New York, period. Especially people from New York shopping in Jersey. Because people from New York have been shopping in Jersey for the longest. Jersey loves New York money because people work in New York that live in Jersey. So I don't want to hear that crap. Listen, I've been in Jersey for a hot minute, hotter than I like to admit to, but I've been in Jersey for a hot minute. And I being here, have no problems with people from New York coming into Jersey any more than people from Jersey should have a problem going into New York. Personally, Jersey sucks anyway. You know what? I put it to you like this. Be happy that you don't live in freaking toxic USA.
True.
Be happy. Because, listen, Jersey is the armpit of the country anyway. It stinks.
Hey, goddamn.
What?
You said the armpit. I ain't never heard of it.
blasphemy.
Okay. That's not blasphemy, honey. Listen,
Whoa.
I got 2 decades
you
in
might,
here.
You might get kicked out. You might get kicked out.
They
like,
ain't kicking
down.
Me out. They ain't kicking me out.
You might get
they ain't kicking me out. You think I? You think? Wait. Okay. I'm sorry. I'm from QB. You think I'm worried about Jersey? Really?
Let's
be real.
Okay. We're not starting any beef.
Let's be real.
Yeah, I know,
let's
right?
be real.
Yeah, that's
let's be real.
And they're
Jersey
really not like
deep.
New York.
But they don't like New York doing it. But you know what? I always find it funny how people from New Jersey talk about New Yorkers, but yet and still break their neck to go into New York. You understand what I'm saying?
Right, exactly.
True.
You can't do that. You can't. You're either going to be all about it or sit down in the corner, shut the fuck up, and have a Coke. Those are your options. How about that? How about that?
Okay.
Okay, I mean, listen, let's be real about it. Let's be real. Don't sit, because you know what? The dude in Jersey sitting there talking about New York, this, that, and the third, blah, 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 whatever, whatever, a week later going to turn and be like, yeah, I'm in the city hanging with my boys. Wasn't it just popping us a minute ago?
But real talk, like, okay, so to those that are on the roads, whether it's going to New York, going to Jersey, and all this stuff. Like, you know, I don't like, it goes back to the social distancing thing. Like, I don't like some of the things that they're saying. Like, there's a signpost that's all about avoid non-essential people. How do you say shit like that? Like, how do you sit there and say avoid non-important people? Like, how do you...
And that's that other term, that non-essentials and essentials. I can't stand that separation that they're doing with this now, too. I understand it. I get it. But it's the term is trending. Same thing, social distancing. It's just getting real annoying.
Well, I think your nephew is considered essential personnel.
Okay.
Because of where he works.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
His dad is considered essential personnel, which I find hilarious because technically he can do his job from his home. Just like I can.
He's been working from home.
But what I'm saying is if there's
That's
a problem, he's got to turn around and go into that freaking place, which I think is insane.
Yeah, but all right, but check this out. All right, listen. This is why, I mean, somebody asked me today, oh, how are you dealing with this? I said, I'm really not. I'm going about my day-to-day. I mean, I'm not going into the fear. The whole thing is this. Once again, and I told her, like I just said before, if you already were kind of clean, and like I'm kind of OCD-ish, so if you were on some clean stuff, and you kept your things in order and you stayed on top of your health, as soon as you sneezed or farted, you self-medicated, then you kind of can, you know, you look at this a different way. But to those people who are not prepared.
Is that what you really think is the factor, Brother B, of this?
No.
Because
no,
from
no,
the experience
I,
of it, I'm going to let you know. I'm going to let you know it's based
really
on your immune system.
You,
you
can
be a healthy person.
You can be a healthy person.
Just have, let's
listen,
say, high blood pressure,
say,
as
high
some
blood
of us may have.
Some of us may have.
It's how this thing reacts
to your
immune
system,
just so you know.
And no, and listen.
Because I know somebody that was OCD,
clean,
in the medical field.
In the medical field.
Healthy, and they still caught it,
and they still
didn't survive it because of how quick it attacked.
And you know what? And see, that's, and once again, that just goes into when I say, you know, trying to be prepared. See, I look at it differently. Like, I have asthma, and I've had it since I was 9, so I've been through all types of chest infections, lung infections, take this medicine, that medicine, all this and that. I remember one time I had a chest infection so bad that I was coughing up stuff, and it looked like white paint, but I got through it.
My question to you is,
I took the necessary steps to do whatever it took to get myself better, and everything wasn't always popping a pill. Some was just, you know, just trying to stay on top of, you know, and with that, working out, I always try to keep myself clear, my chest clear. That's one thing, because once my asthma starts to kick in, especially in this season, and my chest gets congested, it could be a wrap for me. And knowing that there are threats like pneumonia out there, I definitely stay on top of it. You know,
mm-hmm.
like drinking hot tea,
question
green tea.
Question
like,
to you.
What's up?
When you come home from work, do you still wear your shoes and stuff like that, or your house clothes might lay down on the bed with your house clothes, your work clothes?
Wait a minute, excuse me. All right, look.
No, no, Brother B, I'm being very serious right now. This is a serious question.
And I'm being very serious to you. Will you say your background was from?
My parents are Trinidadian. That got nothing to do with this question I'm asking.
And yes, it does. Well, to me right now, yes, it does, because my father's from Trinidad. I'll get an ass whipping if I came in the house and sat on my bed with the same clothes that I wore from outside. Oh, hell no.
Mm-hmm.
My shoes,
yes, of
my
course,
shoes.
But I'm asking you this in reference to this, though.
Go ahead. All right. Come on. Come with it.
In reference to what's going on right now with the pandemics, that's one of the things that they talk about as far as with hygiene. And there's, like, you know it because your parents are West Indian and my parents are West Indian, but there are people that really don't know these things. You understand what I'm saying? Like, they'll be walking around in the house with their outside shoes and you hearing them. You understand what I'm saying?
Oh, hell no. Hell no. I don't do that. Shoes stay at the door. Listen, my uniform, I make sure whatever clothes, outside clothes, they stay. They don't come in. They don't breach. I take them all. I take certain things off at the door. My coat comes off by the door. When I take off my pants and stuff, I hang them up somewhere else. I put on my house shorts.
But that's what I'm saying. There's people with this pandemic and the way germs travel. They don't know that. Mm-hmm.
Listen, I wash my hands. I hand sanitizer by the door. Hang my stuff up. Then I go wash my hands. Then I go wash my face.
Right, exactly.
Then I
go. Exactly.
Then I get to snacking. Then I go look for snacks. Then go look for snacks. Okay.
Oh, you say you go look for snacks.
I'm sorry.
You go look for snacks. Of course he does.
Of course
he does.
I go look for snacks.
Oh, he does. My question to you is this, though.
I don't like that nasty feeling. Like, that's me. I don't like that. As soon as I start to feel like my hands feel a certain way, or I feel something, like, I don't even like sweat. But like that's what I do. I sweat even in the cold. Sometimes I sweat. But I just don't like feeling, like, dirty. Like, I'm that person that would take a shower 3 times a day, at least, if need be, depending on how hot it is outside. But that's just me. Some people are not like that. So, I mean, that's on them. Like, I see a lot of people, and I work with someone that wears the same pair of gloves all night when we work. And I'm like,
you can't
wear
the same pair.
I told them that, but they still, I hand sanitize it. All right, you're not getting
it. Wait, what?
It's okay. Yeah.
But you just said, Brother B, one of my friends that's a nurse said one of the nurses, she wants to wear the latex gloves all day. Those are not the ones all day. You did what you need to do, throw it out. That's why it's called disposable gloves. But they don't realize that. So that's my point. There's a lot of people that stop realizing. They're telling you germs, turn your Clorox wiping your surfaces and things. But here you go, kick back on your bed with the shoes from outside, the pants from outside. You get my point? You have those germs now sitting in your bed. But people don't realize that.
No, well, and it's funny too, because there's actually a nurse that said, you know, if you're going to go through all of that, you're better off not wearing the gloves. Just keep hand sanitizing your hands when you're touching them. And just wash your hands.
And that's what I do.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I do. And anytime, like I said, anytime I get, whether I'm in the house or outside, it's a habit. I always got to throw some water on my face. I always got to, after I wash my hands, I always got to wipe down my face and my head. Because, like I said before, there's a lot, the outside, there's a lot of germs and dust and everything in the air, and people also talk a lot of shit, and that hits you in your face. So the best thing to do is keep your face clean.
That is so true. Mm-hmm.
Watch your face.
Exactly.
Sorry,
absolutely.
I'm just thinking about a guy the other day with his mask. He pulls down the mask. I guess he has to ask the cashier something. His breath after he pulled the mask, I was like, shit. Listen to me and listen to me good. She looked and I don't even remember if she even answered the question or not, but if I could smell it and I'm at a good distance away and her facial reaction, I knew she smelled it. So you're wearing that mask. I wonder if that was the first time for the day that he, no, but these are like things people really think. Listen, you wear the mask when you get in the store. Keep it around your neck, no problem. But while you're outside, breathe that fresh air. You know, you get what I'm saying?
No,
to me, the more danger is when I'm in the store and around actual humans.
Some people don't want to brush their teeth. Some people are just like, well, listen.
Nah, that
did
not a teeth toothbrush. That's mask and everything else. I don't know.
No, some people just naturally funky like that too.
But the CDC, once again, the CDC constantly says, if you are healthy, do not wear a mask. If you have it, wear a mask to prevent from spreading it. So who's more suspect? The people
no,
with the mask?
No, the Surgeon General
the
said that. The CDC
mask?
Is challenging them. The Surgeon General said that.
Well,
like,
here's
what?
My question. But you know what? This is what always bugs
what?
This
saying,
whole
wait,
thing with
on.
That.
Wait, hold on. The Surgeon General said what?
The Surgeon General said what you just said. The CDC is challenging it to see if we need to be wearing masks all the time, whether you're healthy or not.
Well now here's my thing.
Where I work, they have in the building, they have postings from the CDC. And the CDC is still saying in their postings listed, you know, in these buildings that don't go to China and don't wear a mask. If
check
healthy.
It out. As of today on Channel 4, that
Channel
they
4.
Reiterated that because people couldn't understand the confusion with that. Who is supposed to be in charge of what?
Be in charge of what?
And the CDC is challenging what you just said is what the Surgeon General at Black Eye said. That works for Trump.
That works for
he's
Trump.
He's the one that said that.
Oh, well, he's an idiot.
Yes, he is. That's the same thing I put in. When I was watching it, exactly what he said is exactly what Brother B just said. Then they show the CDC is going to decide, and they'll make a decision maybe by the end of this week or whatever, if we should all be wearing it or if we don't need it or if just the people who are sick need it.
Well, now, to point to this for a moment. Okay. Okay.
Now, when
doctors are performing surgery, they're wearing the mask, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, they're wearing the mask for two reasons.
Wait,
because
okay.
they don't want to infect their germs on the person
okay,
that's open and exposed.
And what's the other reason?
Well, they don't want to inhale any. Yeah, and the other reason is
okay.
they don't
all
want
right.
any fluids
so,
or anything to hit them in the face.
Okay,
you know?
So saying that, knowing that, why would you then turn around and tell people if you're healthy, don't wear the mask, only if you're sick? Do you understand that? Do you understand
that
disconnect?
Okay. I remember when my daughter was a preemie and her immune system was weakened. I had to wear a mask for a couple weeks just to be around her because of her immune system being weakened. It had nothing to do with me. It had for her to get healthy. You get what I'm saying?
Okay.
So
yeah.
I get why the CDC challenged the Surgeon General because it's kind of like an oxymoron what he said, you know?
Thank you. Thank you. And for the record, Brent Carson is a fucking moron. I just want to reiterate
the guy that's actually in uniform next to Trump. You've seen him
well,
many times.
Like,
he looks like
an
idiot too, but
yeah. But I'll explain why in a minute. But let him go ahead, and I'll explain why in a minute. You'll understand
no, I'm
why.
I'm just saying. Well, I mean, the CDC still has it posted on papers that, and they're saying, you know, if you're healthy, do not wear a mask. As of right now, from what I last saw, you know, working where I work, the CDC still has that posted.
And I can
there,
see
like,
why
you know,
that poster would be up, because we're in a shortage of it, so they want it for the nurses and doctors.
Yeah,
so
but even
that's
still,
kind of understandable.
It's
a difference
yeah,
between the disposable ones and the N45s or 95s that they're talking about. But,
which they found. Which you did you guys see that raid that happened in freaking Borough Park?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But that was
but see,
the
now,
fake stuff, wasn't it?
That the feds took out. No, this
yeah,
dude was freaking.
Yeah,
no, that was all the stuff that this dude was hoarding. But that's a whole different story. But back to this whole thing with this mask. I'll get on Ben Carson in a minute. But this is why I can't really go by with so much of what they're saying, because as many of us who have either have family in the medical field or have been in the medical field ourselves or what have you, we see these doctors and surgeons, they're wearing a mask. They're wearing a mask to keep their germs from going on to the patients, just as well as they're keeping the fluids and stuff and whatever is in the air coming out of the patient's body from them inhaling it. So with that logic, why would you not tell that to the people that are outside?
You
understand? It's a disconnect. The logic is retarded.
Somebody in that's very close to me, that's in the medical field, she actually has to, you know, she's been somewhat mandated, so she has to work, you know, in the hospital and around certain people, you know, these people with the virus. She told me that she wears 3 masks, and I was like, 3? She said, yeah, I wear 3.
Yeah.
And there's a reason, and that was, she told me the reason why. And I was like, wow, like, does the public know that? And she was like, no, they don't. They don't know. And she wears 3 masks. The reason being is because she said, I think the particulate. She said the N95 mask only stops particulates like that are like a 0.5.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently,
yeah, and it gives more ventilation or whatever.
Yeah, but now the N90, COVID-19, the particulates are actually like a 0.1. So they're smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
they're able to get mm-hmm. past the mask. And I was like, wow. Mm-hmm. But see, these are the things that they, you know, they don't mention, because I don't really think it's about a cure. It's about control. They want to see how it moves so they can control it. Like, I mean, I hate to say it, and this is no disrespect to anyone that has it or has lost their lives, but I feel that we are all a part of some experiment right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I feel. I feel we're all a part of some experiment to see how this affects us and to see how we move, to see what's going to go on day to day, to see how we react. Like, I feel like this is one big, you know, science project to some people who just really don't care. I mean, sometimes you got to sacrifice, you know, many for the needs of the few, right? That's how some
see
it.
You know,
and what's up, Brett? What's up, Jerry?
I was going to say, I think we have to, like, question the logic, because our nurses and our doctors are frontline, right? Everyone that's coming to them has the coronavirus. But how many of them are actually diagnosed with having it also? They're going home to their families. How many of their families are affected?
Well, a lot of them aren't actually going. They're not telling you that.
Well, the thing is, in some cases, what they're
doing, the media
doing
is not telling
is
you that.
All they're doing is taking their temperatures before they start work.
Before they start their shift,
taking the temperatures. So if your temp's a little high, you gotta go.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
But that doesn't mean that they're asymptomatic. It's just taking it.
This is true.
And I'm
but they can't run the risk.
How many of them are actually being tested on a day to day?
Exactly, because you won't know them until the T cell counts, and that's another thing. So they can be walking around there.
You're both of you are absolutely correct. And like you're saying, Lady T, like, because that result takes a little bit of time. So somebody has to get to work. You can't just wait till we get the results.
You heard what you just said, Brother B, with that? That's why that essential and non-essential workers type thing bothered me, because, no, you're freaking heroes on the line right now to me.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
how I look at you. So, you know, when you want to talk about essential and non-essential pay, talk to me about hazard pay for these workers then. I bet you shut both those things down and dump both those terms in the garbage and shut the whole country down when we start talking about hazard pay. Because they're heroes right now,
you know,
even the people in the supermarket.
Yeah.
It's a war. Yeah. We're at war because they keep saying front, like, you know what, this is a war. Like, everybody thought, you know, my thing is people thought, oh, WW3 was going to be, you know, nuclear. No, this is a war right here. This is WW3 right here. This is war. This is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And they're crowning and they're just losing.
Yeah, but the sad part is it's kind of we're turning the war against each other. Like, we're kind of fighting each other on certain things instead of trying to band together to help one another. Because the whole thing
well,
is
that's
this.
What that
one
fear was
I don't
put
like,
in for, to do that. And the fear is working because people is in fear instead of uniting. So.
Mm-hmm.
Well,
exactly.
I think it depends.
I've actually seen
random acts of kindness.
Well, and that's good.
So,
but one thing, all right, could we see more kindness from the state and our government? Because there's other countries. I was talking with someone today, Canada, and I think they're doing, you know, forgivable on the rents and mortgages. You know, they're not just saying, oh, well, you know, we'll let it roll 3 months and then you got to pay that back. No, they're forgiven for up to like 4 months. I just found out today, I didn't know Mexico had universal health care. So now all of a sudden Mexico is like, yo, stay your asses over there, you can't come in.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Didn't Canada's prime minister or someone last week come down with that?
Trudeau's wife, right? So he's probably very sympathetic.
It hit home. He's
exactly.
seeing what it's doing, and he's taking care of his country in a different kind of way.
Okay, well, let's be honest about Trudeau. Trudeau is really good for Canada. He has been. And it's sad that I pay attention more to Canada than I do to the U.S., but that goes to show you what happens when you laugh. Understand something. Canada not only has universal health care. Since this thing has hit, they've guaranteed their people like $8,000 or something
100.
Per family.
Yeah.
And
oh,
all
wow.
types of things. Okay? And they're, like Brother B said, they're doing this whole forgiveness with loans and rents and everything. And they already have universal health care down to a science. Okay?
And
here, this fool is giving away $1,200
check with his fucking face on it, and gonna say thank you for your vote. That's what that chick gonna say.
We do for those of us
direct
that
deposit.
Actually live in the tri-state area. $1,200 don't cover.
Yeah, he has stipulations on it also. So anybody
exactly.
that owes child support
yes.
and things like
say,
that, you're not
yeah,
even
yeah.
gonna
yeah.
see it. Or if you collect certain,
if you, get
you know,
when
the
direct deposit that check,
it's
gonna say thank you for your vote.
Thank you for your vote.
Yep.
Yeah.
Thank
well,
you for
listen,
your
you, if you owe back,
November,
if you owe back child support, if you owe back child support, if you,
oh,
owe,
no.
if you owe back taxes, if you make a certain, if you're single, making you know over $75,000, it doesn't apply to you. If you're, I think, to a couple making over a certain amount, it doesn't apply to you.
But the whole
you
point
know,
is, like, what the fuck is $1,200 going to do to a family? It's not going to do anything. It's really not.
And
it'll
the,
probably
what,
not
what,
pay
what,
bills for just that month, and then we'll be worried about May.
Depending on
exactly.
where you live at. Depending on where you live
but
at,
you
because
know,
if you live in the Northeast, that ain't covering
but,
shit.
Yeah, it's
going to
cover something
for
April,
but
you're still
going
to need May, June, July, August, September, and
on.
You know.
Okay,
I'm going to
put it to you like
okay.
this. Contract is more than that check.
Mm-hmm.
So most of us.
What's that covering? What's that covering?
Nothing. But yo, we're about to shut down in 30 seconds. Mika, Lady T, Miss Cherry, Big Red. Oh, this has been a great conversation.
Yeah.
But in the same token, everybody, please be safe out there. You know,
mm-hmm.
use caution. Use
guys,
but also
guys.
Use your logic as well. You know, let's be nice to one another. You know, because this is not about one person. This is about all of us here. So we all going
That's
to do the
right.
same
yeah.
thing. You know,
that's right.
On that
yeah.
note,
yeah.
stay safe, stay healthy.
Again,
stay healthy.
You know, once again, shout out to my man K Dog, man. My condolences. You know, be safe, be well, brother. And everybody,
later, guys.
Later, guys.
All right,
y'all. All right, y'all.
Peace.